USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is calling today a dark day after a shooting at a naval base. He confirmed reports that the suspect in the killing of three people and wounding of seven others is a Saudi national who was at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola for training. The Republican governor also says,
when you have a foreign national involved, particularly in that part of the world, the investigation is obviously going to be different than if it were just somebody from a local community. And I think you'll see that as things go on.
The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added 266,000 jobs in November. It's the biggest jump since January, and unemployment rates returned to a 50-year low. Wages grew 3.1%, a bit better than last month, and the White House says they will not be participating in the House impeachment trial against President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.